G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Wednesday, the 15th of December. Wasn't it good to catch up with the crew from Job Centre Australia, mate?
It was. Doing great things for people with disability, trying to, level the playing field at workplaces.
Yeah, so we spoke with Ash and also Brett about that. To other news, we looked at how many hours collectively we as Australians spend on hold in the last 18 months. It is phenomenal.
It's too long.
Yeah, very much so.
No, and also Emmy Mac.
Oh, our news reading guru. It was the final installment of Rock Carols for this year.
Who do you reckon won?
Oh,
hey,
God.
Who do you reckon?
Oh, you're up yourself.
The way you carry on.
Live from the Central Coast, Rock Headlines.
For the final time this year, we are doing Rock Carols. Emmy Mac from the newsroom. Good morning, Emmy Mac.
Good morning.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yes.
Feeling festive in here, boys?
Yes. Look at the lights.
Well, we've put everything up.
Rob's put up.
It's lovely, Rob.
You like the decoration?
Yeah. Fantastic.
And look at that Santa hat.
Yeah.
I'm feeling the Christmas spirit, you guys.
It's like you're going into a Myers department store when you walk in here.
Gift wrapping paper. Paddy opened his gift straight away today.
He bought me these, cheap scummy lollies and gave you the Lindt chocolates.
Paddy was very upset about it. I could hear him yelling from around the corner this morning.
It was a character-based assessment of gift selection. And I picked a present appropriate for the...
Jealous, that's all.
It's all right, Paddy. If you want some Lindt chocolates, you can just come ask.
Thank you, Emmy Mac. See, that is what the spirit of Christmas is about, Rob.
Don't you worry, Emmy. He'll be all over you today.
All right, now, are you guys ready for the final installment of the year of Rock Carols?
Now, yes, this works. Emmy is in her news reading voice. You're singing, aren't you?
Yeah.
Singing Christmas carols.
Producer Xander is making me sing.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my best. As always.
And you're going to sing it in a Christmas carol. We've got to identify what song it is.
So,
yes.
Lyrics of a rock song, tune of a Christmas carol.
Okay.
Exactly.
And if you yell out,
gymnastics.
That's right. And if you yell out your name, Robert
Palmer.
Have
to do as a performer, I'd imagine.
As if you yell out your name, buddy.
Hey, listen, you get to score a point.
Okay. Oh, that's true. All right. Okay. Song number one.
All right. I'm going to start with the easiest one first.
Yes.
All right. In the tune of We Wish You a Merry Christmas, apparently. Born in the USA, I was
Paddy.
Oh, that was so cool. I feel like Rob just got in.
Thank you.
Are joking.
Born in the USA.
I got in first. That is just, I want no point. Okay. That's a protest on that one.
It was pretty close.
Oh, shit. Okay, sorry.
Must have been a joyous time with you in the sandpit as a four-year-old.
Oh, good. All right. Okay, we'll move on to the next
song.
It's fine, Tigger. It's fine, Tigger.
All right. Okay. That one was void. All right.
Okay.
Next. Okay. In the tune of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Yes. Okay, great.
All you've got is this moment, 21st century's yesterday.
Oh.
You can care all you want. Oh. Everybody does. Yeah, that's okay.
Oh.
So slide over here and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw.
This is so hard.
I've got to let you know, I've got to let you know. You're one of my kind.
Rob
Palmer!
In excess, you're one of my kind.
Oh, my God.
Oh, 21st centuries yesterday.
That is so difficult.
It is difficult, isn't it?
It's hard ones today. And you know what?
Marvelous singer, Emmy, able to convert that into a Christmas carol.
I was YouTubing it before I came in, just being like,
how does
it go?
What about we do this one, just for because it's the last one, whoever gets this one right is the champion of the year.
Stop it.
You're putting it all on the line.
You have to get one.
Shut your mouth. Okay, do it then. Let's go.
It's a hard one. Yeah. All right. This is in the tune of Last Christmas. Okay. don't delay, act now. Supplies are running out. Allow if you're still alive. 6 to 8 years to arrive. And if you follow, there may be a tomorrow. But if the offer's shunned, you might as well be walking on the sun.
Paddy!
Oh, Rob just got in! Paddy, Rob!
Okay.
Here it is!
Okay, what is the song and artist, Robert?
Walking on the Sun.
Yes.
artist.
Sorry, sorry. Time's up, mate. Time's up.
Walking on the sun.
Do you know who does it?
Well,
you're looking it up.
It is. No, I'm not.
Walking on the sun.
It is.
It's not for the champion. You can draw. And you lose because you lost the first question.
It is Walking on the Sun.
Walking on the Sun by tick, tick, tick.
You
tick,
are stalling tick, so bad, Patty. Come tick, on. Tick, come
tick,
on.
Tick, tick, tick. Bang. You're out.
What is it? What?
Okay, so by Smash Mouth. The band is Smash Mouth.
Oh,
so I think that means you both lose and I'm the champion.
Yay! The way it should be. Merry Christmas, Emmy Mac. Thank you for coming in and doing rock headlines and rock carols. It's a pleasure to have you in the newsroom.
My pleasure, guys.
Have
Merry
a great Christmas.
Christmas
and all that sort of stuff.
You too, Remy. What a great sport.
Look, that was last night, but the week before that, we went to Bond Pavilion. And it was shout number two for our listeners. And we got to speak to this great bloke. His name is Brett Kennedy. And we said, Bretty, with what you do, you've got to come in here on the Central Coast. You've got to come into the studio because we want to talk to you about it. He joins us this morning, Brett Kennedy. Good morning, mate.
Good morning,
Brett.
How's
morning,
Brett. Going, guys?
And you've also brought with you Ash McKinnon. Ash, good morning, mate.
Good morning.
Now, Bretty, explain where you're from and what you do, buddy.
Cool. I'm the Central Coast Area Manager for Job Centre Australia. And we look after disability and inclusion opportunities for employment. So we sort of wanted to come on today and have a bit of a chat about how to reach out to the community and get employers to open up and think about getting staff that are actually have disability and...
And there's plenty of roles available for these for people who are, you know, doing it, I guess, a little harder than some with regard to a disability and looking for employment, but they're not short on enthusiasm by any stretch.
Oh, no, not at all. And look, to be honest with you, most of the time you wouldn't even know that there's a disability at all. And we've got some major employers around, but we're always looking for other opportunities. And I know that there's a shortage at the moment for staff.
Well, that's right. There's businesses crying out for people to do jobs. And so you come and see you guys and you can tee up people for the right job.
Yeah, we work with our candidates and we work with employers and we support them right through the whole time. And so if we get them an opportunity in a job, we're there for 52 weeks after they've started. So we actually support the employer as well.
So, Ash, what happens? So if we've got employers, businesses on the Central Coast, and they do need staff, and it'd be great to see ads on TV, and if they want someone and they go, oh, look, we want someone with a disability, what's their next steps?
They can, ring our office,
yep.
Which you've got the number there.
Yeah, I'll give it out. It's 4322-5511, so ring that number, yeah.
Yeah, and then we guide them through the process. It's pretty straightforward, and we match, find out what the job entails.
Yeah.
As Brett said, sometimes we just place an accountant. So it's pretty high.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
The lady, she was a mature age. She's had a few things in her life, go awry, and that's created a disability. People with diabetes, asthma, those sort of things.
Yeah.
If that impacts their ability to get work and maintain work, we can help them get back into the workplace and we assist the workplace. We've got some older people that get arthritis or whatever, so it might be a ergonomic chair.
Yeah. You don't really think about that, do you? You really don't.
No.
And is it government-assisted, Brett, as well?
Yeah, there's a little bit on that, but at the end of the day, the government assistant is there to support the business and to support the costs of that. But generally speaking, you sort of really want to be part of the community and you want to be part of having diversity and inclusion in it.
Yeah.
I mean, Job Centre Australia, it looks after NDIS youth as well. So we have a great part of that business as well. So there's a lot of opportunity there for candidates to move through the pathway to employment.
Yeah.
And these young people are looking for work and they're probably some of the best people that will ever work for you.
And already we've got a lot of Central Coast businesses who come aboard with this scheme. Who are some of those?
Yeah. So we've got McDonald's, who is absolutely huge in community focus. And McDonald's are one of our biggest partners in supporting
Ronnie Masali. G'day, Ronnie. He's a great bloke.
13% of their workforce has some sort of barrier. So
is that right with their employees?
Yeah. So they're very.
How good is that?
I was employed with Job Centre to work with them to develop a pathway into employment. And Ron and Sandra and Gavin and Rayleigh up north have been really open to and embraced it. So
bloody brilliant.
And Zara, who's the manager at Erina Macca's, she's only young, but she's just heard about this and she's really involved in it, which is great.
Yeah, and so we also have people like Woolworths, Mitre 10. the enter, cleaning, and a lot of even smaller businesses. Some of our really good ones are the Breakers Country Club. They've got four candidates there already and have been with them for quite some time. Priority Powder Coating. So we cover a whole broad range.
Yeah, yeah, you know, very much so.
It's just not the retail sector. We've got Merle's in Gosford, the centre of Gosford, the little cafe, and she's extremely proactive with candidates there and teaches them how to cook and everything else like that. And just recently, the Gosford pub put on six candidates in the kitchen hand section. So we're heavily involved.
There you go. There's a spot for everyone. Yeah. No matter what your business, no matter what you're doing, there's a place for someone that has some sort of disability within your business, and you guys can help make that happen.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
So if you're a business and you'd like to employ someone through the Disability Employment Service, there's also the Aboriginal Employment Pathways Program, that aboard, get in contact with you guys. And even if you're someone, say, with some sort of disability, doesn't matter what it is, give you guys a call as well.
Yep.
And you guys can help them out as finding that pathway to employment.
Yeah, and we support them completely all the way through the whole entire
time. Oh, good stuff.
So we support the candidate when they come into the business. And we ascertain what they sort of want to do and what their strengths are. And then we support the employer as well.
Yeah, well, it's Job Centre Australia, guys, 43225511. You can Google Job Centre Australia Gosford, and Ash or Brett will help you out, or your team, I could imagine. Yep. Guys, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks,
James. Triple M.
Thank you very much.
This is the news that doesn't make the news, that should be in the news instead of the other news.
Yes, good morning, Robert.
Morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Well, a five-year-old boy has used his dad's phone to order $1,200 worth of gelato. And he had it sent to his father's work.
How did he do that?
He got an Uber. It was like Uber Eats delivered it.
Good
so
on him.
The receipt is, I'll just show you a picture of the receipt for the ice cream.
Oh, there it is. Is that his dad?
The kids. The receipt is about from the dad's nose down to the bottom of his shorts.
How old was the kid? Did it say?
5 years old.
5 years old.
He's picked up the phone. He's obviously gone into Uber Eats and just seen pictures of ice cream and just gone, yep, I like that. Yep, I like that. You know when you're a kid and you look through the toy catalogue and you circle all the stuff you want for Christmas?
Yep.
He's done that, but it actually was a purchase. So he said, I'll have all those things, bang. And then it got sent to his dad's work by accident. They called him from work going, wait, we can't get into your building. We're trying to deliver this ice cream. We're in a hurry because it's ice cream.
Yeah.
And the dad had to drive into work.
$1,200 later. Wow, good on him. Well done.
He left some of the haul at work for his colleagues.
Yeah.
Good bloke. But he did have to pay for it.
$1,200.
$1,200.
Hey, have a guess how much we as Australians spent on hold in call centre hell in the last 18 months, research has found. Have a guess how many, collectively, million of hours. 90.
How many million?
Oh, I guess told us. Sorry.
90-something?
Yeah, it was right. We spent, sorry about
90 million hours?
90 million hours on hold in the last 18 months.
I was on hold for 10 minutes yesterday. I'm only one person.
It's a nightmare.
Million.
What about the time I was on hold 40 minutes? I was lying in bed. I had it on speaker, and I was in the right.
What phone number was that?
I'm fully clothed, and I was at the wrong company. It was about a superannuation joint. I was at the wrong superannuation place,
and you go, you are a joke.
And the terrible music that they play.
The worst are the insurance companies.
Yeah,
mate. Know, if you've got to make a claim or you've got to, yeah. And then they tell you the number. They go, if you would like to make a claim, press 1. Mm. And you go, oh, gee, if I press that, I might go into a long queue. For anything else, press 4. And you go, oh, I think I'll call this anything else just to see if it's a shorter queue.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, you go, what were the numbers again? And 9 to repeat. You go, geez, what number? Because you write it down. You think, which way should I swing? And then, but you know, there should be a law against the bad music that they play. There's got to be some regulation. The government's got to step in here.
It is horrible.
Airline companies are traditionally lowly rated for customer service, but the pandemic has found that travel and transport for the last 18 months had led to telecommunication companies and government departments leapfrogging to the top of the complaint list. Of course it would be, because that's who we rang. But
They should have like a comedian as you're on hold. Someone that just
But if it's on a loop, you go like I was 40-something minutes, you'd hear the same gags all the time.
No, you just play a 40-minute show.
Oh, yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Come on.
We spent an average of 2.1 hours trying to resolve an issue by phone. Email was even slower at 2.3 3 hours. But that's a lot of million hours, isn't it? 90 million hours on hold for the last 18 months we spent here in Australia.
It's like the time that you spend waiting for bridges to open and close. That's a lot of people waiting a long time for a bridge to open and a bridge to close.
Not many.
Imagine if the Brian McGowan imagine if it opened and closed.
Yeah, but it doesn't. No, but
you know what today is?
It's Wednesday.
It's whatever you want.
Whatever you want Wednesday.
Whatever you want Wednesday.
Whatever you want. Whatever you need. That's what it is. We'll get to that very soon because Triple M is presenting Midnight Oil. Resist the new album, the final tour. Now, it's playing Newcastle Entertainment Centre. Oh, my mate sent me pictures because, you know, with Newcastle, with the COVID cases just going a bit crazy up there, and he sent me pictures of the testing yesterday around Stockland. It was just phenomenal. The really? Amount of cars that were lined up.
I've got no idea. Is that bad that I don't know what's going on in Newcastle?
Absolutely not. Okay. February 23rd, the Oils are doing that. You want tickets? They're on sale at frontiertouring.com.
Roll it. When the big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is the forum.
Yes, it is. As Robert said, whatever you want Wednesday.
Yes, you just
whatever.
Ring. With only... Well,
3 days to
go. Stone's throw from Christmas.
Yeah, we've got two and a bit days now, which is bloody brilliant.
Look, stop rubbing it in. A lot of people are working next week.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying.
And a lot of people are already on holidays. So there you go.
A lot of people wish the kids would stay until next Thursday. That'd be too cruel.
It is.
The beginning of December's too early for holidays.
Yeah.
And 17th, I think that's too late. I've got one daughter that's had to go to school while the other two are on holidays. That's traumatic.
So when does Greta finish?
Greta's still at school.
Yeah, but she finishes Friday.
Finishes this Friday.
Yeah.
That's the public schools finish this Friday.
Yeah.
But the other two got started their holidays 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You go, it's just not fair. Poor Greta's crying every afternoon.
Yeah.
Why, man?
Why? Hey, about anything, you might want to say good day. Someone might have a business that you need an employee for. Anything whatsoever. It's whatever you want Wednesday. 1-3-5-3.
Hello, Lauren from your minor.
Hi, Rob, or as known by you, Judy.
Judy, that's right. I said, oh, Judy. No, it's Lauren.
Hey, Lauren, don't worry. Last night, Bruce came along and said, g'day, Paso. He said, you always call me Paso, it's Bruce. I'm there, oh, because he was in his civvies. And I had no idea.
It was done out of love.
Yeah.
Lauren.
Hey.
Oh, good to know.
Thanks for coming along last night, Lauren, to our shout at Aaron Leagues. Hope you enjoyed it.
Oh, it was a fantastic night. Thanks for having me. It was great fun.
Yeah, a lot of Maddies there, hey?
Yeah, there were. And a lot of Judys.
And then, oh, did Rob call you Judy?
I know.
Oh,
look, I just, for some reason, it had stuck in my head. I get it from my dad. Once I said to my dad, we're going to a mate's place to see his mum. He goes, what's her name again? I said, it's Jane, Dad. It's Jane. Anyway, we get to the front door. 40 seconds later, we knock, knock, knock. Jane opens the door. He goes, g'day, Judy. Oh. Oh, Dad. No, Jane, I said. Anyway.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, doesn't it, Lauren?
No, not at all.
No, that's right.
Well, thank you for coming up last night to Aaron Leagues. Really appreciated having you there and having a chat, Lauren. And have a good Christmas and all that sort of stuff.
Thank you. Will do. You too. And it's almost warm enough for you to go for a swim today, Paddy.
You know what? I think, Lauren, I could be tempted today.
One of these days. We've got to get him in the water before the end of the year, surely.
I'm sure he can.
Oh, hey, Merry Christmas. Thanks for listening to Triple M as well, Lauren.
Pleasure. Thanks very much.
And want to say hello to as well.
Oh, you're going to say hello. I'm going to say hello to someone too.
Yeah, I want to say hello. They came up last night after doing the Unorthodox Bingo. To Jude, another Jude, and also to Dirk, D-I-R-K, Dirk. So thank you, guys.
Dirk and Jude?
Dirk and Jude.
An actual Jude.
Yeah, an actual Jude, this one, yeah.
Yeah, and also Scotty from Central Coast Sky Surfers. Apparently he's the best paraglider on the coast.
Where'd you meet Scotty at?
Well, after the at Aaron Leagues last night on my way out, Scotty and a bunch of the guys from Central Coast Sky Surfers were coming in for a meeting.
Oh, were they?
So they do the, like, you know, get off the cliff at Forres there.
They're mad.
That
they just
is
died.
Wild.
And what are they, like, so they...
Hang gliding.
Oh, right, okay.
Well, no, they don't just...
Oh, I thought you meant with one of those special suits.
One of those ones
fly.
That look like a squirrel.
Yeah. They just see on the Red Bull ads.
Yeah. Oh, well, mate, you know what? They probably do that. Anyway,
yeah.
Scotty,
yeah.
The best.
Okay.
On the coast.
Wednesday.
Whatever you like.
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Whatever you say, you pay your money, you take your choice. On Wednesday. Oh, g'day, Caroline.
How are you, Paddy?
Hey, Rob. Not too bad. Now, Carol, are you right to join us tomorrow, 8:40? We need as many carols as we can.
Definitely.
All right, we'll do it all over the phone. Okay.
Very
now,
good. Hey,
you wanted to ring about something else as well?
I do. Paddy, I'm taking a coach to Hunter Valley Gardens Christmas Lights next Monday night. We're leaving from Erina Leagues Club, and we're going to the Harrigan's Irish Pub for dinner at your own expense. But we need people to come on the coach. We need to pay for that coach. And the adults is $65 and children are $50. And we're leaving at 3:30 p.m. from Erina Leagues Club. Happy Erina Leagues Club, where Paddy calls the bingos and where I go and play bingos with Paddy every Tuesday night.
Someone's got a crush on Paddy.
So come on, people, please come to the Hunter Valley fantastic Christmas lights. We're going to the Harrigan's Irish Pub for dinner at your expense, but for the entry and the coach is $65.
Bargain.
$50. Look, wonderful.
I can't do the male strip on the bus that night. Sorry about that. Okay, I'll let them know.
I know you're coming with us, Paddy.
All right then, Caroline. And speak to you tomorrow as well, okay?
Yeah, ring my phone number, 848-676-309.
Oh, I've got it in my phone anyway. All right.
It's on speed dial. You're at number two.
We're Brendan Spotgo. G'day, Brendan.
Hey, Brendan.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good mate. What's cracking?
Oh, guys, I was really just ringing for a free plug to Spotgo and hoping that maybe the Coasties might be get behind our little family business and get into Woolies and Coles maybe and buy some of our barbecue cleaner. We'd greatly appreciate everyone's support. We're obviously up against all these big multinationals, so having the coast behind us means the world to us. It was just for a free plug, please, guys.
Jeez, when you put it that way, too easy. And I tell you, on a barbecue that doesn't need a clean a week out from Christmas hasn't been used enough. So get down
there. I agree, Rob. Absolutely. And it's a great, Range Hood cleaner. It's a great shower screen cleaner, as I think I've told you guys before. It's got a lot of use.
Don't use it on your own personal undercarriage.
And I think we spoke last time about don't use it for toothpaste as well.
Yeah, toothpaste, yeah. But
it is Spotgo. You go into the supermarkets and you see Spotgo. It is a local product employing local people. It's the barbecue degreaser. You see other cleaning products as well. Add it
go
to your
past
shopping
them. We go to Spotgo.
Yeah, go to Spotgo for sure, mate.
Absolutely. In the barbecue aisle too, guys, not in the cleaning aisles, in the barbecue products aisle.
Okay,
so
mate.
That's awesome. I really appreciate everyone's support.
Thanks, Brendo.
Good
cheers,
stuff,
mate.
Brendan.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers, download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.